beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov sends the Malachim with the big matana to his daughter Eitzel, he tells them a whole list of what they should say. Kosam Rula, Eitzel, you should say the following list of. So I saw in the Kedushat Hasam Sefer Al-Aterah, he quotes the name of his daughter, the Hafloa. I guess it's in the front of the office. I just didn't look in the Sefer, the front of the office on Chumash. That just like the Gemara has a drash on the Pasuk, by Birchas Kohanim, Kosav Baruch has been Eitzel, Malachim, Kosav Baruch, Veloshna Kodesh. The Kohanim can only do it in the original Hebrew. So to over here, when Yaakov Avinu sent a message to Esau, he told his shluchim, he told the Malachim Kosam Ruin, they should say Balashna Kodesh. What was the significance of saying Balashna Kodesh? So he says he wanted to show his brother that even though I was living in Chutzlars and you're living in Israel all the time, you shouldn't think that I don't know how to speak Hebrew. I also speak Hebrew. I'm just as big as you are. I'm the same big knacker that you are. That he says that that's apparently what the Medrash comments over here. Why did Yankov have to start off with Esau? Yeah, the Medrash Rabbah says that it was a fault of Yaakov that he started off with Esau. So the Mepharshim asked, where do you see that he started off with Esau? He didn't start off. Where do you see that he picked on Esau? So he says the Haflor suggests that that's perhaps the pshat. So he spoke, he insisted that Ishlukhma should speak with Lashon HaKodesh to show that I'm just as big as you are, even I was away from Eretz Yisrael for so many years. This was one of the forms of starting up. The Pasuk says that he sent him a tremendous matana shava hamar tom v'yad v'shitko. So Rashi quotes the Medrash on this Pasuk that you shouldn't harbor the grudge against me that I stole the bracha from you, that your father gave me the bracha yitzim v'chorach v'elikim mital ha-shemai mishmani horet. This is neither mital ha-shemai nor mishmani horet. So my brachas were not included. So I remember many years ago, I think I was 17 years old, and my father shul, there was a satmar chosid who was a bal tefila. He was a chazan in the shul. So he once invited me to spend Shabbos in Williamsburg, his home, to see what it's like by the satmar rebbe. So I spent one Shabbos there in my lifetime. So that was Shabbos by Yishlach. It was the Shabbos before Thanksgiving, I remember. So the satmar rebbe was complaining, and the rebbe said, pay on Friday night. I think I fell asleep in the middle of the prayer. So then my guest's son, my host's son, told me afterwards that if I noticed people sleeping around the table, that I shouldn't think that it's disrespectful that they were sleeping while the Rebbe was saying Torah, that Menashmai Devarashom speaks to that the people who are not Roy to understand the Rebbe's Torah fall asleep. That's what I fell asleep for. Shalashudas, I wasn't sleeping, so I heard what the Rebbe said. It was a short day, I guess. Shalashudas, I heard. It was a Shabbos before Thanksgiving, so I remember he was complaining something about Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I know he complained about Eretz Yisrael, something about Eretz Yisrael. And he said, what's the pshat in the Rashi that this is, the Rashi quotes the Medrash, that Shorva Hamor is not Mital HaShemayim, not Mishmani Horet? He said, over the Tesis in Shabbos, I find Gimel on the day. He said, the Behena is Gedula Karka. So it is Mishmani Horet. I mean, Behena is Gedula Karka. So he says, no, the pshat is Mital HaShemayim, Mishmani Horet means Eretz Yisrael. Not Mishmani Horet, Gedula Karka. So this was Gedula Karka Chutzlor. And he says the bracha wasn't the kuyam because the father's bracha was Mishmani Horet of Eretz Yisrael. Then the rabbi proceeded to give some kind of a complaint about that Eretz Yisrael. He says, therefore, he thinks that the right thing to do is we have to be good to Tainus for this Thursday. And this, that Thursday was Thanksgiving. So that in case they have any shadow whether they should eat turkey or not, the rabbi was good to Tainus because of the Shlecht Amat of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. That's what he said. That Shorva Hamor is not Gedulei Karka. It is not called Mishmani Horet. That's what he means. Mishmani Horet means Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. The Pasuk says that Yaakov was nervous. And then after the Malachim came back and they gave him a report, so then he was really scared. Then he was really frightened out of his wits. So the Alshech has an interesting comment on this Pasuk. Why was he more afraid now than he was before? Why was he more frightened? So I think the Ramban says he knew before that he's supposed to be afraid. So I think the Ramban of Chumash says that when the Malachim came to Esav, he didn't even want to speak to them. He gave the Malachim a whole message to deliver. And when they came and they said he came from Yaakov, Esav turned away. They didn't want to listen to them. So they realized that the Malachim realized that he's absolutely furious. So that when they came back and they told this to Yaakov, he was frightened out of his wits. That's how I think the Ramban says like that. Different approach, we give different shots, and why all of a sudden now is he more nervous than he was before? Vayir Yankim Yod, Vayet Zalot. So the Alshech has a comment on this passage. Vayir Yankim Yod, he was very nervous, and then he was aggravated over the fact that he was so nervous, Vayet Zalot. That normally Yankim Avinu had bitachon. they knew that there were difficult times in life and you have to be careful not to fall in and not to get killed and not to get robbed and so on. And he took life easy. When there was a nice Doris, he was in his fall, he would be nervous a little bit. But this time he was really scared by Yuri Yasmir's son. This occasion that he was really so nervous, he was aggravated as to the fact that he wasn't able to control his emotions and that he didn't have the proper degree of bitachon. So what did he do? So he prepared himself, Rashi quotes the Medrash, for the Shlosha B'fan, Vayachat Tassal Mesharito. He divided everybody into Shnei Machanot. And he was Mespalot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alakei Yavi Avram, Alakei Yavi Yitzchak. Why did he divide everybody into two Machanot? So the Kamsleta has a very, I think it's a humorous comment. I don't know what he means, he keeps shooting, he says, Tilo is a Machanot. He says, when you daven, you can assume that half will be answered. They divided everybody into two camps, so one half is going to be saved. The other half, the tefillah is not going to work for us, so he's going to have to fight for them. That's what it means. Tefillah is a mach, it's divided into two mach. It's a little, as in Israel, it sounds like Amdusa de Bichusa a little bit. So he's Mifal Takarish Bofa, that he should save him. Plus it says that when they had prepared this matana, Atava Haminfa Al Tono. Atava Haminfa Al Tono. And Tosa Kofala. The Rashi, I think, says, the Terek Lana Beis, Kofala. Rashi says, the Medrash Avada Al Tono. Afu Shori the Kas, so his thought was all that. He was also angry. Why he needed all this. Atav HaMincha Al Panav means Alapi. Alapi means with Kas. He was also angry. What does Rashi mean? He was also angry. Who else was angry? Esau was angry. Yankov was also angry like Esau. They were angry about a different thing. A lot of people are angry. They're angry about different things. What do you mean? He was also angry. Esau was angry at him, and he was angry at a different thing. But I seem to remember, I don't have this sefer. My father has a sefer at home, but Barsanura has a commentary on Rashi and Chumash, we call the Amar Nafos. I think that Barsanura has a comment on this Rashi, and he says, Afu, period. Batava means Alpana, Medushagode, Alpana of Afu, period, Shori the Karatoyo. Not Afu, Shori the Karatoyo, he too was angry. He was angry like somebody else. He wasn't. It means it's a Lashon Af, a Lashon Kaas. And then he says, Shori B'Kaas Toyo. That he was angry, but not that he too was angry. You have to put a pause in between. I mean, you have to look in the Chumash with the translations of the Rashi to see what they say. Pretty sure that that's what the Baruch Hu says. So the Pasuk says that Vayivasa Yankov Vavado, and he had a fight. And the Novi says that this fight was with the Malach. The Pasuk doesn't say it was a Malach. Vayivik Yishima. That he asked him what's his name, and he didn't want to tell him his name. Lama zet tishal eshni by Baruch Oto Sham. Hagira nashmeth, and he didn't want to say. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the Malachim don't have a fixed name. The name changes every time they're sent to do a shlichus. The name is Mishtana based on what the purpose of the shlichus is. He says, Lama zet tishal eshni, but you have to ask my name. It's not going to be a lasting name anyway. Today I have one name, tomorrow I have this name, each day, according to what I'm doing. So there's one of the Svarim, one of the Mechaber Machumash writes the following comment, that the Navi says when the Malach came to Eshes Manoah and said that she's going to have a child, Shimshon is going to be born.
Rabbi, also, please forgive me for intruding in for a moment, and I haven't.
Plus, it says in Navi when the Malach appeared to Eshes Manoah, and he said that she's going to have a child, he's going to be Mizir Lakim, Shimshon is going to be born, and then later on the Malach appeared to Manoah, and they asked him what's his name, so he said, Lamin Zat Tishal Hashmei Vuhu Peli. So the simple Pshad is the same, Vuhu Peli, it's Mechusa. So the Haflo writes in a Sefer on Parim Yalfis on Chumash a different interpretation. that the shame of the Malach is always mishtana based on what the Shlichus is, and on this occasion the Malach came to say that she's going to have a child, Shimshon is going to be a Nazir, and the Pasuk says, introducing the Parshas Nota, Isha Isha, Kiyatli, Lila, Nazir, Nazir, Mahazal Hashem, Kiyatli. So he says, Lama Zet Tishal Lishmi, you want to know, what's my name? Tell me, today my name is Peli. Tomorrow my name is something else. Every day I have a different name based on whatever shlichus I'm going to do. But today, because I'm coming to deal with an issue of haflor of nazir, so today the Ibn Shalom gave me an name Peli. Tomorrow will be a different haflor. The haflor says that. So one of the machabrim quotes this haflor. I don't remember what the name of the sefer is. So he says that perhaps that's the pshat over here. Lama Zet Tishal Lishmi. My name is Lishmi. Why is my name Lishmi? I was sent today to change your name. To change your name from Yankov to Yisroel. That's what he just said. Mashmecha v'yam Yankov. V'yam lo Yankov yal yamashmachim v'so yashmecha. He says, what's your name? He says, Lama Zet Tishal. Lishmi. What's that this Lishmi? So really, Lishmi means Lishem. The function of my shlichus today is Lishem for the purpose of changing your name. But you find many times in biblical Hebrew an extra yud at the end, like you have Hahokhi, Hatzila Gamayim, Chalom Shlamayim. And many psukim like that, you have an extra yud at the end. So his name really was Lishem, and Lishmi is the same as Lishem. Pasuk says that because of this incident, Alkein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael is Gid Hanasha. What is the connection? Because of this incident, we shouldn't be Gid Hanasha. Alkein, what's the connection? So the Teskunim comments on this pasuk. Yaakov Avinu was a very old man. No, he was in his 80s, and he had all these young kids. He had 13 young children, and he had to schlep all of Elisa all by himself. No one can help the old man. So have design. For the children, they didn't fulfill Tiberat as a couple, and then he was mugged. This guy, he broke his leg. He had a fight with this Shartan, and he broke his leg. So they felt very bad. They felt very, Bnei Yisrael felt very bad. The children were younger, and they felt very bad. Why they didn't help out the old man? So as a kapara for themselves, to remember that they violated Kibbut Aviyim, and because they violated the mitzvah Hashuvah and the Torah, the father was injured by this mugger. So that's why the old Makabal is a kapara, not to eat a Gid Anash. Okay, well, Yochel Bnei Yisrael means Bnei Yankiv didn't eat Gid Anash. That's how the Chaskuni says, Pshan. I think it's generally assumed that that's not the Pshat. The Radak and most of the Radak on his postage and most of the other Mephoshim say Al-Kain means a different thing. That the story over here was that Yaakov Avinu fought with the Malach, and even though the Malach broke his leg, but Yaakov Avinu won the battle. Vayotel Malach Vayuchalo, that he beat him. So the postage says Al-Kain, to remember this incident, to remember that Bnei Yisrael Alamailam and Ateva, that when we fight with Malachim, Malachim represents Perek Ateva. We, Bnei Yisrael, come into conflict with Teva, we win. That all the Ummah Yisrael, Matacha Shlita Sakachav Ma'azolas, except for Bnei Yisrael. So we don't need Gira Nasha to remember this, he stayed in Amunah. The Gemara in the Mishnah Kulan has a Machlekes HaTanaim, had a Rishat in the Pasuk, Akein Liyokul Bnei Yisrael. Does Bnei Yisrael mean the children of Yankov Avinu? And the mitzvah that the Rabbi Yudin says in the mitzvah of Gidan Asher was given Kodem Matan Per, it was given to the Bnei Yankov, but you should say no. Alkein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael means Dabar Bnei Yisrael Vemata Lam, doesn't mean the children of Yankov, it means the Jewish people. And the mitzvah wasn't given to Lef Demar Ben Harsinai like all the other entire mitzvahs were given later. The reason why it's written over here is that you should know what the background of the mitzvah is. If the story would be written here, and then the mitzvah would be written later, so they may not have made the association. So the Torah writes the din over here, it's a parenthetic comment. It wasn't that at that time Al-Kain Liyot Bnei Yisrael, they were forbidden to eat Gidan Asher. It was only given later. The Tesis learned Pshat in the Mishnah that that's the Machlekes of Yudah and Rabban. Yudah holds that the mitzvah Gidan Asher was Nitzavah to Bnei Yaakov at that time. Bnei Yisrael means Bnei Yaakov Avinu. And the Chachamim say no, that the mitzvah Gidan Asher wasn't given until later. It was only Nichtav Akan in order to know the historical background of the mitzvah. The Rambam, and the Yarech HaZokah quotes the Medrash that says otherwise. Medrash Rabbi says that the other Marishim was given six mitzvahs. And he wasn't given the Din of Eid Marachai because he was Nesar Lechol Basar. He was forbidden to eat any kind of flesh. And after the Mabul, that Noach was Huta Lechol Basar, Kierakesh, Nesar Lechem Eskol, just like other Marishim was allowed to eat vegetables, and that and wasn't allowed to eat flesh, and now you're permitted to eat flesh. So Noach had to be commanded not to eat Avim and Achai. So the Rambam writes, Adam Rishon had six mitzvahs, and Noach had another mitzvah, that's the seventh, and that's why we call the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. We don't call the seven mitzvahs Adam Rishon because he didn't have seven, he only had six. And then, Chachoy HaDovah B'chol HaOlam, the Rambam writes, and Hilchos Malachim until came of Rav Avinu. Rav Avinu had another mitzvah added to him, namely the mitzvah of Mila. Yitzchok Kifrish Maisus. And Yankov was Mitzvah and Gidah Moshe. So the Rambam passing was like a Chachamim there viewed in the Mishnah that it wasn't necessary to Rabbi Yankov. And still he quotes the Medrash that it wasn't necessary to Yankov for Bona. So have these two jives. So Mitzvah and Mishnah, the Rambam explains what's going on. Everybody agrees that the Pshat and the Pasuk is Al-Kema Yochel B'nai Yisrael means the children of Yankov Avinu were forbidden to eat Gidah Moshe. And Yankov was forbidden to eat Gidah Moshe. Machlokes of Yidin HaChachamim in the Mishnah is we today, if the Maamar HaSinai, who observe this din of Gidah Moshe, we hope you observe, we hope that the butchers are trading the flesh properly and removing the whole Gidah Moshe. Some butchers don't remove the Gidah Moshe properly. We hope that we're fulfilling it, if they buy from a reliable butcher, who removes the chalas and the Gidah Moshe and the dam. So the Rambam says, we who fulfill Gidah Moshe today, is that because it was mitzvah to Yaakov Avinu? That's why we continue to observe it today, or because it was repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai? That's Machlokes HaTanaim. And Chapsan Afkemina, the Mishnah says, Chapsan Afkemina regarding Behemoth Meyer. Because Kodem, Matan Torah, they had no din of Behemoth Meyer. They were permitted to eat horse meat and elephantines and everything. So at that time, the Yisrael Gidah Moshe applied even to Behemoth Meyer. And Lacha Matan Torah, that it's forbidden Bechlal to eat the whole Behemoth Meyer. So then the question is whether Gidah Moshe is noig with Behemoth Meir or not. From the pasuk it sounds like you're allowed to eat this flesh of the behemoth, but not the Gidah Moshe. But if it's the behemoth Meir, they call it off. So what do you have? What does the Chumash have to say? You're not allowed to eat the Gidah Moshe. You can't eat any part of that non-kosher animal. So the Mishnah says that it's poly zebizet. That if you hold that the Yisrael Gidah Moshe was given to the Matan Torah, so at that time Behemoth Meir was mutter, so Gidah Moshe was the Yisrael Gidah Moshe was noig with Meir. So then it didn't change yet the Matan Torah. The Yisrael Gidah Moshe story remains even as Behemoth Meir. But if you hold that the Yisrael Gidah Moshe wasn't given, it's a left of Matan Torah, so then it does make sense to say that it was given on a Behemoth Meir. It was only given, it's Noig B'Tahara, it's Noig B'Tmeir. That's Machlokes of Yidin HaChacham. Yes, but it's said that there should be enough Kmina for twice Malkin, so the Gemara says not so. From the Pasuk it sounds like it's something Noig in an animal that you committed to eat. An animal that they call for Yidin HaLadim, it's not because they need to follow it, it's just the Mashmaras HaPasuk is that it doesn't apply. But the Rambam learns that they both agree, that you and the Rabbanah both agree that the Yisrael Gidah Moshe began Kodem Matan Torah. And Yankov Rabbanah was forbidden to eat Gidah Moshe as well. And they were Taka forbidden to eat Gidah Moshe even Behemoth Meir. But the question is, after Matan Torah, why do we continue to observe the din? Is it because of the tzivu given to Yankov Avinu? It never changed, the status never changed, the mitzvah was not given again later on. So then it's going to be Noig B'Tmeir today, like with Noig B'Tmeir Kodem Matan Torah. Should you say no, and that's how we pass, and like the Rabbanah the Rav Yudah, that Kodem Matan Torah, they observed it because of the Tzivut Yaakov Avinu. Halacha Matan Torah, we observe it not because of the Tzivut Yaakov Avinu, but rather because of the Tzivut Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Medrash says, the Gemara says on the last daf in Makkos, Sheish Meres or Shlosha Semistis, Nemar Lola Moshe B'Sinai, Torah Tzivut Lola Moshe, the Gematria of Tafra Yishmidah, Anochi and Leilachon Tiyad Rurish Mayim. So the Gemara's Lashon is Lemur Lola Moshe Nisinai. That all the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai. So the Rambam says that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Then the Rambam says, Hayos, that we passed like the Chachamim Rav Yudah, that we observe the mitzvah of Gidah Moshe today, not because it was given to Yaakov Avinu, but rather because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai, who are dinami, the Rambam claims, mitzvahs milah. Why do we fulfill the mitzvah milah b'zman hazeh? Not because it was given to Avraham Avinu, but rather because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai. Whatever was given to Avraham Avinu or to Yitzchok or to Yankov or to a Navi, it can only be of a temporary nature. It can only be a Hayru Ashur, the Torah's Nevuah. Whatever was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was given to Torah. And Torah is a Din L'Dairus. Torah is Naiv L'Dairus. And Nevuah is only Naiv L'Shur. Not mentioned later. Not mentioned later. So that's the machleik. No, that's the Rambam learned. That's the machleik of Satanah. Yudah says it was never. It doesn't appear. Right. They say that this pasuk itself, King Lo Yochel of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael means the Jewish nation. It doesn't mean Bnei Yaakov Avinu. Machleik is how do you translate this word? Bnei Yisrael means the children of Yaakov Avinu, whose name was changed just now on this occasion to Yisrael. It means the Jewish people. So the Chacham say the phrase means, B'nai Yisrael means the Jewish people, this pasuk was inserted here, but it really wasn't Nemar at that time. This is the pasuk that was said later. The Min HaSinuch has a kasha the Mishnah says in toward the end of Sanhedrin, Ha'ayi Ra'al Divrei Navi Chai Mitzim Dei Shemayim. Says the Ishasher, forgot the Loshan Apostle, Anochi Yedrosh Me'imo. Says the one who doesn't listen to the Divrei Anochi Yehoru is Anochi Yedrosh Me'imo Chai Mitzim Dei Shemayim. And the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, no, that there was a Navi who told another fellow that he should hit him, and he didn't want to hit him, and he was Zayr al-Divrei Navi, so he was Chayiv Nisa. Whatever the Navi tells you, Lohay Rosho, so you have to do it. Provided that you know that he's a Navi. After the day, the Meshuvah comes and tells him he's a Navi, then I have to listen to him. Put him in an insane asylum.
Only
if he says, yeah, only if he says that.
Just go get my groceries from the store, you
don't
have to get it.
No, no, not Mechuyif. If he pays you, you will give him a job. Now, if he says the Teres Nevuah, then you Mechuyif to listen to him. If he's a Navi Mukhzor, if he's been established as a Navi, if I haven't been convinced that he's a Navi, so then I'm not Mechuyif to listen to him. So the Min Haskinach is bothered with a Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu Giver HaNavi. If anything Moshe Rabbeinu said should be Divrei Navi, because you violate any other, it should be Oy Val Divrei Navi. So whoever talks Lashon Hara, Chayav Mitzvah Deshma, Oy Val Divrei Navi. Whoever does any other, Oy Val Divrei Navi. Any other there I says, Oy Val Divrei Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Navi. So the Min Haskinach has a terror. No, Lord of Malchus means if the Melech tells you something, the Torah is a Malchus. He is saying the Baruch Shalom wants you to do this. He's not saying I want you to do it. They're transmitting in the Zohar the Siyad Gvura. He's saying the Baruch Shalom wants you to do this. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do is the... But that's always the great Navi. Navi does make up something on his own. So what you have to say is that Oyvah Divrei Navi only means if the Navi says something, the Torah is Haruah Shah. But if Moshe Rabbeinu says something, Ledoros, Adin Ledoros, so that's called Torah. That's called Divrei Torah. That's not called Divrei Navi. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Tell the Jewish people they should go into the Yam Suf. So what if someone would insist, I'm not going to jump into the Yam Suf, what are you, crazy? I'm going to get killed. So then it would be Oy Val Divrei Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Navi. Whatever he said is also Divrei Nevuah. Whatever he said, the Torah is Haruah Shah. Say Moshe Rabbeinu told all the people in Mitzrayim, they should take Bezos Mitzrayim. So what if someone decided I'm not interested in wearing these goods? I don't want to take any klekes of the klezov. So whoever wouldn't want to fulfill the mitzvah will be Oyval Divrei Navi. He wouldn't be chayav mitzvah Dei Shamayim. But if a person violates Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, HaMishpacha, that's not a Hayro Ashur. That's not Divrei Navi, B'Teres, Nevu, Hayro Ashur. That's B'Teres, Teres. That was never Moshe Rabbeinu, the Doris, not the Ashur.
Then Moshe himself violated
Why didn't he take Bezos Mitzrayim?
That he was more interested in that conversation.
That's a good question. No, the Mefarshim is that Kasha on the Medrash. The Medrash comments that Chacham Lei Yikach Mitzvah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chacham Lei, so he did a mitzvah to Leyes, but this is also a mitzvah. This is a tzivui. So why did he feel that mitzvah was more important than this mitzvah? So the Mefarshim on the Medrash were caught in the time. It's a very strong cash.
You
mean the word Noah seems to give away that it wasn't a Tzivui? Do me a favor. Could be, okay. But other Mepharshim assume that it's not so, that it was a mitzvah, it was a Divrei Navi, and then they bothered with this kasha, so why does the matter say Chacham Lei Yikach Mitzvah? That was also a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik said this when he said the Hesped for Avolvola, when his uncle passed away, the Jews grew up, so he gave a long drasha about this. He spoke about the Mechaskin of Kasha, and there were different Teirutim, so he thought that this was the correct Teir. But Oy Val Divrei Navi Chai Mitzvah Dei Shemayim only means, and he violates the Hayru Ashur of a Navi, but if he violates the Din that Moshe Rabbeinu said with Doros, of course Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, but he was the greatest Navi, and what he said was the Teres Teirah. So the Teres Teirah is a different Din, it's not the Teres Nevuah, it's a different level of... Nevuah. Rav Soloveitchik said over at that time that Rav Kook has in his Siddur, Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't understand too much of Rav Kook's writings. He can't understand what he says. But the Siddur he understands. Siddur is a good safe. So in the Oilos Riyah, Rav Kook writes on the Sheish Zechirah, but of course it's every day after the davening. One of them is Zechirah Tet Miriam. So what's the pshat? You're supposed to remember that such an important thing to remember that Lira not Tzadik is did an Aver. Why is that so important? We should all remember the Aver of Miriam. So Rashi seems to learn Achum is to remember how terrible Lashon Hara is. That if you tell Lashon Hara, so you'll be punished with Tzara. That's how Rashi learns Pashim Shah. And the Chofetz Chaim has it safe as Zochel and Miriam. All safe about Lashon Hara. She remembered the Chet Miriam, Lashon Hara, but the Yiddish is. In the Siddur Rav Kook, he suggests a different pshat. And maybe the Chira's Chet Miriam is to read. The Chara says, Chira, one of the Sheikh's Chira's, the Chara should represent one of the service of our religion. Lashon Hara is a very big thing, but it's really one of the biggest service. People are some resolve of Lashon Hara. It's hard to believe that Lashon Hara. It's shokul kineged avodah zarah v'rashi chazal malu good to zachem. It's still so you say it in our religion. It's one of the sayers of hashkafa. So I could suggest that maybe the pshat is a little different. Maybe the pshat is to remember that Miriam thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was the same as all the other neviim. Harakach v'Moshe dibar Hashem halik amvamu dibar. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Pirish min Risha? She lives with her husband and Aaron lives with his wife. So who does Moshe Rabbeinu think he is that he can't live with his wife? Such an arrogant person. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, lo kein avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is much different from you. That's the Yehna Vapa Hashem and Ma'ar and Oresada B'cholam Mazar Ba lo kein avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Nemen Hu. He's the Adon HaNevi'im. You have Nevu'ah Hayu Asher. Some Nevu'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu has Nevu'ah. That's Kemunas Hashem Yabit. It's a different thing. He sees the whole image of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a whole different Madrega of Nevu'ah. That's what it means. That's the Yisoid of Amunah. The Rambam has two different Yisoid of Amunah. One is that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives Nevuah to human beings, and number two, that Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu is a greater and a higher level of Nevuah than that of the other Nevi'im. What do you mean his is greater? It means that his is B'Torah's Torah, and the other Nevi'im was B'Torah's Nevuah. The other Nevi'im couldn't have a Nevuah L'Dayur. They can only have a Nevuah as a Hirah Shor. So that's what the Rambam stresses in the Pirush HaMishnah, that we today who fulfill the mitzvah of Nevuah fulfill it not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. That would have only been Lashor. That wouldn't have had a lasting effect that it should still be binding Lashor. But the Rambam says, we fulfill Gidan Asher today, we fulfill Mila because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. The Tosis read in Rav Lezer and Mila, Perek Rav Lezer and Mila, doesn't agree with the Rambam. He's bothered with Akasha on the last daf of Rav Lezer and Mila. He more lists off all of the brachas that are recited at the Brit. The Gemara says that you say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos U'Tzivanu Al HaMila, and then you say the bracha L'Hakli for the Bisa Shal Avraham Avinu, and then you say another bracha. So why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? The Tzitzit says he never heard of such a thing. You do one mitzvah and you say two brachas on one mitzvah. So still, the way that I'm more fast, you say two brachas on even if you're only putting on the Shalom Shalom. Good, that's a good point. So the Tzitzit says it's bad, I don't know what he hopes you got to be still. So the Tzitzit says it's bad with the kashrus. So he says the teretz is that we are mechuyev to observe mitzvah smilo. Number one, because it was nistavet to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, the parish of Kazriya. Number two, because it was nistavet to Avraham Avinu. That's why we have to say two brachas, because we fulfill the mitzvah today. It's called the today, it's not talking very much in terms. We fulfill the mitzvah today because of the double tzivui that we have. Both the tzivui of Avraham Avinu is still binding on us today, and the tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu is binding on us today. So that's exactly what the Rambam doesn't agree with. Well, that is not so. The Rambam is going to have to give a different answer as to why you say two brachas.
If we won't repeat it, Allah from Matthew's Torah, then we won't have to be Messiah, then we'll be able to check Mitzvah Shem Shah. What said before and we'll repeat it on Shem Shah?
It's only the B'nai Yisrael, right?
So if we want to repeat it again, then we won't be the B'nai Yisrael. Any Mitzvah that was said before Matthew's Torah, repeated afterwards,
a mitzvah that was said before is not repeated. The Gemara says it is only strange. The Gemara says it's only Li Yisrael and not Li Bnei Noach.
Yeah.
If it's Nemro Vinishnit, then it's what? Then it's for both. How does the Gemara say? Then it's for both. Nemro Vinishnit. If it's Nemr of Alon Nishnis, then it's only Li Yisrael. If it's Nemr of Nishnis, then it's for both. Yeah, for both. But here Mila is not so. Mila is an exception to the rule, because Mila originally was said only to B'nai, only to Avraham Avinu. It wasn't said to everybody. We pass from like Rabbi Abbo, that whatever is also b'achilo is also b'ano. Vamachem shenem ala yachol atzach l'atzach l'achel yitzachtiv l'achim t'anah b'mashma. Unless you have a pasuk indicating that it's mutar b'anah. So the Gemara asks, what's the story by Gid Anosh? Is Gid Anosh also b'anah? Mutar b'anah, so it's machlek v'satanoim. Machlek v'pshimin and hachamim. The din is like the hachamim, that Gid Anosh is mutar b'anah. The Beis Yosef writes in the other day that the proper thing is you should be machmir not to get hanoah from Gid Anosh, because even though the Gemara is machlek v'pshimin and rabbanah, but the Zohar says that it's b'anah. He says, no, but the Zohar says also like Reb Shimon, so you should be mocked. So the Bach says, of course the Zohar says like Reb Shimon. Shimon wrote the Zohar. What did he discover? So he doesn't think that the fact that Reb Shimon wrote the Zohar should add any tokif to Reb Shimon. He's passing against Reb Shimon and the Gemara. He's passing against the Zohar. What did the Beis Yosef discover here? The Gemara, however, has Ashtikal Akash over here. By Gid Anosh, how come the Chachamim to Reb Shimon hold that Gid Anosh is Mutabano? That's how it didn't ought to be, that it's Mutabano. If you are like Rabbi Abbo, the Kalmachu Shinem Allah Yachal Yitzchak 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 Yitzchak, let Gid Anosh be Yosem Ano. So the Gemara says, the Chumash says, Lo Yitzchak Yitzchak Kol Nevela, you're not permitted to eat Nevela, like Eru Shev Hashem Echad Nanam Achol Amachol Anofi, that Nevela is Mutar Bano. So the Gemara says, when the Torah, Kishuhut for Nevela, when the Torah says that Nevela is Mutar, he, the Chelva, the Gida Hutra. The entire dead animal is Mutar Bano. The entire dead animal includes Issa Nevela, Issa Chela, and Issa Gid Anosh, so everything is included. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, how does Reb Shimon disagree? How come Reb Shimon holds that Gid Anosh is Osmano? So the Gemara says, no, Shimon holds that Eli Gidin Ben Eshetam. There is a machloik, it's Satanayim and Kulim, but the Gid Anosh is the Chlal Bosa. The Shaman Achrenim, but the machloik is only on Gid Anosh, the machloik is on all Gidin. But at least on Gid Anosh, there's a machloek of Satanah, whether Yesh Begidin Ben Eisim Tam or Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam. Whether Gid Anosh is labeled as Basar, or Gid Anosh is like a hoof of the animal, like the hair of the animal. The hair is certainly not the Chlal, the wool of the animal, that's not the Chlal Basar. But the machloek of the Gid is the Chlal Basar. So if you hold that Gid Anosh, Chelev is certainly the Chlal Basar. So if Shehutra Nevela, he the Chel Behutra. So it says the Nevela is Mutabano, the Nevela includes the Chelev of the Nevela. So Easter Nevela is Mutabano and Easter Chelev is Mutabano. But can you say he, the Gido Hutra, the Gid Anosh is also Hutra? So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold that Yesh Begidin Ben Eisim Tam, the Gid is Bechlal Basar, so Kishuhutra Nevela, he the Gido Hutra, the Gid Anosh is Mutabano. If you hold that Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam, then there's no pasuk to indicate the Gid Anosh should be Mutabano. So the Gemara says that's machlek of Shimon and Rabbanim. The Gid Anosh Osman Ara depends on whether Yesh Begidin Ben Eisim Tam or Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam. But the Rambam is very shred. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Abbo, that the thing should be all things that are lost by him, or to also be also by no. And the Rambam passes Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam, the Feirish Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam. And still the Rambam Pasmas is Gid Anosh is Mutabano. So what's the marker? Because Kishuhutra Nevela, he the Gido Hutra. But the Gemara says that if you hold Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam, so that's not included. The Gid Anosh is not included. So this is the kasha that they call the Chachmi Lunel, Yestan the Rambam. Because Mishna calls that. And all the kasha that the Yushalim Yestan the Rambam. So everybody, so the Ramban gave it terribly. They all said the Rambam had that Gemara is loved up. Everybody writes, I don't know, every 2 years somebody else prints a shtigl Torah on this. How, what's the mark of the Rambam? How did the Rambam have a marker to say that the Gid Anosh is Mutmano? Based on what, strictly based on what it says in the Gemara, you should come to the opposite conclusion. Gid Anosh should be also Mano if you hold that Ein Begidin Ben Eisim Tam. And that Gemara faces as a comment. When that Gemara in Sochem, in the second pair from Sochem, is trying to find a pasuk that should teach us that Dam is Mutabano. There's no Chumash called Dam Loisachelu. But since it says Loisa Chelu, it should also include Issa Hano. And we know the Feirish from Mishnah is that Dam is Mutabah Hano. It's just forbidden to drink Dam, to eat Dam. But to get Hano, it's wanted to make an experiment with it, or to use it for irrigation purposes. So that the Gemara says is permissible for fertilization in the character. It's permissible. So the Gemara asks, what? Do you all like Rabbi Abbo? Dam should be Asmano. So the Gemara says, no, there's a pasuk that says Dam is Mutabah Hano. What's the pasuk? The Gemara has a pasuk. So the Tosis says, Kakasha, why did the Gemara say this pasuk? Kishuhutra Nevela, he vechelbo the Gida, v'domo hutra. The Gemara says, no, Kishuhutra Nevela, he vechelbo hutra. And one amara, one mandamahol, he vechelbo the Gida hutra. Whether Gida is also included or not, depends on Yesh Begidin Ben Eisim Tam. Whether Gida is the Chlal Basar, or Gida is not the Chlal Basar. But Dam, the Gemara never says, Kishuhutra Nevela, he vechelbo hutra. That's the Gemara never says. The Tosis says, apparently, The Gemara assumes that dam is not bechlal basa. That's for sure. Dam is not included in basa. The Torah Tmima on Parshas Chukat also points out that it says when you shech the parah duma, so you should burn the entire parah. It says the Torah is a parah lein and the Torah is the Torah is dom al pirusha yisro. So it says separately as Torah is the Torah is domo. Why? Because or is not bechlal basa. Or is not bechlal. Let's say an animal drops dead. So it's nevela, you're not allowed to eat it, so it's treifa. What about the skin? The or is not included in basa. That's muta b'achila min atur. Sha'alim it's asma de rabbanah. But it's certainly muta min atur. So if the chumish singles out as or, you have to burn it in par par aduma. As or of yaz b'sar of yaz goma, al pirsho yitra. So obviously, just like the or is not b'chla basa, the dam is also not b'chla basa. Otherwise, the chumish wouldn't have to specify as b'sar of yaz goma. So that's what Taish is true. It certainly shows that we're not possible in the chukas and the Taisus proved them talking about chabes in this gemara. That the gemara never suggested that the mocker to be matir dam b'hano should be kishvuchen nevei lehi v'doma utra. There was a story when Rav Chaim married off one of his children, and they didn't have caterers like today. So they cook 1,000 meals, 10,000 meals, and they give to everybody. Every balabasta was cooking in town. Everybody was cooking a couple of chickens in their pot. And then when they got to the wedding, so they put all the chickens on the table. So they had a shiloh on some of the chickens that a blazer tells her happened to be there at the time when her primary daughter was shot. So he came to the wedding uninvited. Another story. Came to the wedding uninvited, and her primary was mechaber him to be inside the kiddushin. And he said he came uninvited because he assumed that this girl, Rav Chaim, didn't send him an invitation because he lives all the way in Tel Aviv, he's not going to come to the wedding. But if he would have known that he's going to be here, then he assumes he certainly would have invited him. So a good friend comes uninvited. So he came uninvited. Rav Chaim was mechaber him with Siddur Kiddushin, and he felt that he was a tremendous oyer type. So when Telza went back to Telza, so he told him that they didn't hold from each other. Telza held up the Brisky Banana, and Brisky held up Telza Banana. And he came back to Telza, so he told him that they really know how to learn there. Rav Chaim really knows how life. So the Chachamim and tells, the Amir Chacham there says, what great the glicken that you see by Rav Chaim. So he says, a shayla came up, had a chasen on a chicken, and Rav Chaim passed him this right. So he says, tell us the shayla, and we'll tell you what the din should be. We don't need Rav Chaim. We'll be able to figure that out. So he told them over the shayla that happened, that they were preparing the food for the wedding, and the maid, by mistake, took a piece of treifa meat and threw it into the pot of the kosher meat, and they weren't able to ascertain whether there was shishma or not. How in the world did they have treifa meat there? Because whenever they would shech the behema or a chicken, whatever, and it turned out that it would be a treifa, so they would sell the meat to feed to the cat. Everybody had a cat from where to feed up the mice. I'd have a cat. So they had a cat. So they used to, they bought a little piece of treifa meat from the butcher shop, and so they had separate treifa and separate kosher. So they brought the treifa meat to feed to the cat. So the maid who was in the house saw a piece of meat, and she saw they're cooking all the meat for the wedding. So she threw that piece of meat into the pot also. There should be more meat cooked. And then later on, they took out the piece of meat, and they weren't sure whether there was shishim or not. So that was the shaila whether it's kosher or not. So they said, the Ferish is from Shulchan Aruch, that whenever you have a suffix shishim, it depends whether the shishim is needed with the rice or with the rabbanah. And whenever you have nimbashein amino, then it's Tom Kiker, it's nice and Tom. So then the need for Shishin is Manater. So whenever you have a suffix Shishin, you go straight for the right from the Pumar. Whenever you have Nimbimino, it meets with me. So Nimbimino, Manater is brought from Chad to Trey. You only need Shishin with the Rabbon, because it's not nice and Tom. There is not anything in Tom, it's all the same. So the whole need for Shishin is only the Rabbon, so it says in the Mechab, in the beginning of Tariq Chet, the first Sif in Hilva Saru. So when you have a suffix Shishin, and it's Nimbimino, it's straight for the Rabbon on the Kuma. So we're going to blaze the top rest. I'll blaze the top rest, and that's all. So they said, they'll think for a minute, they'll already figure out what the glue is for. So they thought, and they figured, since this meat was for the cat, then the stomach, they didn't salt the meat, so they didn't take out the blood. The blaze said, no, so therefore, they said, so the blood is min mishena mino. Flesh, shaker flesh, kosher flesh is min mino, but the blood, with the flesh is Mimshay Namina, it's a different time. The Mimshay Namina is a suffix Shishim, it's taken the right to the Chumra. But they hacked themselves right away and they said, no, but that's wrong. Because the din is a Dam Shadishla is only with the Rabbanah. The Gemara has a din in Menachem. And that's how we, the Ramah, the Shur Pasch is like that. Machab is a Shaila HaMachalahot. Sfaradim have a shayla of what the pesach is, but the Ashkenazim know it's mekubal and the Ramo. The dam shadishla is only the rabbanon. The dam shadishla is the rabbanon. He's not minushen and minoi, but maybe he has shishim because it's only says the rabbanon mekubal. So then Rabbi Leizer tells us that that's all. So he said, yeah, what more can there be? Just a minute, we'll think. They're thinking. They said, that's all. So he said, that's Rav Chaim had an Iluya. So he said, Chaim and Bizar. So when they say Dam Shadishma is Midirabana, that's only if you have Dam. A holy Yisrael is an Issa Dam. But this Dam came from a Behema Trefa. So in addition to the Issa Dam, it's an Issa Trefa. So when you cook that Dam, the Issa Dam goes off. Dam Shadishma is only Midirabana, the Gemara says, because it's not kosher to be Zarek al Gabi HaMizbeah. And the Chumash says that Dam is forbidden. So the dam shebishlu is tossed to Israel al-gabi al-mizbeach. So there's no isa deraisa to eat it. But if you cook a piece of trefa, isa trefa goes off. Isa trefa doesn't go off. So the dam shebishlu that came from a behemah trefa, in addition to having an isa dam which will go off by cooking, is going to have an isa trefa. So the isa trefa will not go off by cooking. So the yes. Rabbi Leizer tells us that's against the Taisus himself, and the Taisus says on that Chabek, the Dam is not Bechlal Basin. So he says, yes, somebody was there by Rav Chaim when he said this, and he said it's against Taisus himself. He said, Rav Chaim says, not against Taisus himself. Taisus is talking about Nevela. And he was talking about Treif, and he said they're two different things. By Nevela, Nevela means that the animal just dropped dead now, or I shafted it improperly to behave in Nevela. So to determine whether the Dam has, in addition to an Issa Dam, does it also have an Issa Nevela, the only way to declare that it has an Issa Nevela, if you're going to say the Dam is Bechlal Bosa. The Taisa shows from the Gemara, the Dam is not Bechlal Bosa. Dam Lechud, and Bosa Lechud, and Or Lechud. Dam is not Bechlal Bosa. But by Behema Trefa, not only is the Bosa Roster, Behema Trefa means that it had a broken leg, or it had a hole in the lung, or it had something wrong with it while it was alive. So while it was walking around, it was a Trefa. It didn't become a trefa the second you shechted it. It was a trefa for a couple of days, a couple of months, or a while already. So the milk that you take from a behema trefa is also also yotzim and also. So the dam that's developed by the behema trefa is also because of yotzim and also. The dam by an availer, you can't say it's yotzim and also. While it was alive and was manufacturing dam, it wasn't an availer. After it died, it doesn't manufacture any more dam. So the only way to declare that the dam has an eaten availer is by declaring dam is bechlal basa, and that you don't say. But by trefa, you don't have to declare dam bechlal basa to say that it has an issa trefa. Say that it's yotzim min asa. It was manufactured, the dam was manufactured by the organism, by the animal, that has an issa trefa, so it's like gora from chalav, other trefa. But then they were masking the Rav Chaim Yohanan. Whenever I say over the story, I just add my own footnote. I don't understand the whole thing. Why Rav Chaim had to discover America, and why the Telzer didn't know this. The Prima Gordon has Hadhogas Issa Vehetzer. He says rules and regulations, but when Balabos comes to ask you a shayla, so he gives you a whole checklist. So he says, ask him whether there was Shishim. Was there Suffolk Shishim? Was it a Ben Yoma? Was it Eder Ben Yoma? Was it Nezim Thomas Rock? Was it Nezim Thomas Gam? And then he says, and ask him, was it Dom from an Avela or Dom from a Trefo? Because Dom from an Avela is not the Balabos. Dom from a Trefo is Yetzim and Osir. Prima Gordon has this in his checklist. The state is printed in the other day. It's printed when the Balabas comes to the Shah and asks him this question. So, that was the whole thing that Rav Chaim read the Prima Gordon, and they didn't read the Prima Gordon. Well, they both didn't read the Prima Gordon. I don't understand what the whole thing is. They had a Prima Gordon. They had a Prima Gordon 100 years before Rav Chaim, actually. Of course, they had a Prima Gordon. I don't know. Yes, that was the given in the story. Right, that was the story here that this was Trefa. The Minhag Chinuch has a Chiddush, has a lot of Chiddushim on Gidon Moshe. But he has one interesting Chiddush that since Gidon Moshe we assume is aimed at Gidon B'nai Simtah. So it's not the club basa. It's ate the alma. The Gemara has a lashon. It's like eating a straw. It's like eating paper. And nevertheless, the Torah has a gzeiros hakasa that yichai. Why should look at the derech achilosa? So it doesn't matter. So who are the nami? The Rambam has a din from the Gemara himself. And what if I eat nevela or chazer or whatever? I eat it. It's burning hot. There is ice cold. I take it out of the freezer. I eat it ice cold. Not normal. Nobody ever even if you hear the Gemara, we hear. We don't eat frozen ham, we don't eat burning hot ham, but let's say pour on a ton of ketchup or a ton of mustard or something, it tastes absolutely awful. So the Gemara has that that's eating shalok at derech achilah, so it's an eat at the rabbanon. There's no eat at the rice over there. So the Menachina has a chiddush. He says, what if he eats giranash shalok at derech achilah? So he should also be potter. So he says, you can't say he's potter. Even if you eat the giranash normally, it's only shalok at derech achilah. Because it's ate beyond, he thought it's from the place. The crazy place he has like that. So he says, the din of shalok at derech achilah, whether it applies to giranash or not, should depend on the machlekes, whether yesh begidim and eis and tam. There ain't begidim and eis and tam. The way we pass from Allah, there ain't begidim and eis and tam. The Gemara says, eats the almost like eating a piece of wood, like eating straw or paper, but then it means that it's only shalok at derech achilah. Nonetheless, the Torah says that you're high. So if it's burning hot or it's ice cold or with a lot of mustard, you would also be chai. Pasuk describes that when Yaakov and Esau were about to meet Esau, that he arranged all of his wives and children in such a way as to protect those whom he loved most. Vayosem es ha-shvachas es yaldein rishayna, v'eslev yaladev ha-achroinim, v'eshvach v'esyoiseish ha-achroinim. This is a famous comment from the Tosfos Yontif in Mishnayos Demai, where he says that an apikoros once asked him a kasha, why are we always davening that the Ribbono Shel Olam should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash for us? And Navi said the Feirish, Goru yeh kvod ha-bayis hazeh ho-achron min ha-rishon, the pasuk in Chagai. When they built the second Beis HaMikdash, Goru yeh kvod ha-bayis hazeh ho-achron, this last Beis HaMikdash will be more bekovedik than the rishon. So the Navi said the name of Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the last Beis HaMikdash, there's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash. So what are we always praying? That the Ribbono Shel Olam should rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. So the Tosfos Yontif answered him with two psukim in Chumash that indicate that the word achron doesn't mean last, it means ladder. In biblical Hebrew, it doesn't mean the same as a modern Hebrew. The one pasuk is over here. It says, "Vayoshma sashlofim sekalvim ishema." There's Leah yiladeha acharonim. There's Rachel. Whereas Yosef acharonim. So what does it mean acharonim? If they weren't last, acharon acharon chavim. What do you mean acharon acharon chavim? It means that acharonim just means latter, afterwards. It doesn't mean last. And then he quoted another pasuk in Chumash Maos. You see that Akron means the latter, the next one. It doesn't necessarily mean the last one. It's not like in modern Hebrew. And they say from the Rishona Rebbe added on, and this place is Yontif, the new Mishnayis, the mind, new place is Yontif. But the Rishona added on, Al Derech HaTzachas, that the Pasuk says in Shmos, V'hoi Adam Lachem Li'osa Al-Abatim, that when you should put the dam from the Kodim Pesach on Shtei Mezuzah to Al-Amashko, the Pasuk Hashem Al-Atesach, Li'itan Amashas Lingo, Al-Batechem, he said, Al Derech HaLoshe, that the dam, the third oath, it says if they won't listen to the first oath, what was the first oath? First oath was the Nochash, and the second oath was the Raz, and the third oath was the dam. So Hoya Adam Lachem Lios Allah Batim on the Batim Migdash. It's a statement that there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash. You shouldn't think that Goliath Vora Bayis Hazeh Ha'achron means the last Beis HaMikdash. No. And just like Achron here means the latter, so there too it also means the latter. That's from the original. But the whole voice is not from the original. The original just added on that halotza on the Tosfos Yontif is one of those that they have to cover it there. Yes, the Yankee finally gets rid of Esau. Yosha Bayam who ate to the dark was the hero to the Pasuk then says, Yaakov Nasa Sukkot, but even though Vayis to the Miknehu Asa Sukkot, King Kor Hashem Hamachem Sukkot. I was looking a few days ago in Rabbi Alfred Sefer, the Ravid Azal, has very fascinating things on this Sefer. So he has on this Pasuk two halachas that the Gemara obviously must have derived in this Pasuk. There is a derech sukkah ma'amuzuzim beisach v'sherecha, a mitzvah mezuzim. The Gemara says that sukkah is pasul ma'amuzuzim because it's dirus haroi. Achulik v'satam, Rabbi Yehuda Rabban. We pasul like the chacham that sukkah dirus haroi, it's pasul ma'amuzuzim. So here, how did the chacham know that? That sukkah is not bechlal bayit. Maybe when it says in the Chumash of sukkah ma'amuzuzim beisach, that sukkah is included in bayit. Who says that the phrase bayit has the connotation of dafka dirus kevah? So he says it to the Pharisee Pasuk. It says, but even a boy is going to make Nehu also Sukkah. You see that Sukkah is not Bechlal Bayis. It's two different things. Then he has another comment on the Pasuk. He says, there is a Machlokes Satanaim of Beishama and Bisilu in the first Terek in Sukkah, that Testament Aleph. Beishama's opinion is that a Sukkah is only Kashuk and a Mitzvah if it's built to shame Mitzvah. Has to have Asiyah Lishma. And we don't pass like Beishama, we pass like Bisilu, but it doesn't have to have Asiyah Lishma, but it has to have Asiyah Lishayim Tzeil. If you make the sukkah shlo l'shem tzeil, that's no good. So the Gemara gives an example of what is good l'shem tzeil. Even a sukkah that's made for goyim, a sukkah that's made for noshim, a sukkah that's made for behemoth. So he asked the Rizid Azalea, how did the Tanaim know that a sukkah that's made for behemoth is called a sukkah? Perishu pasuk. Well, the Mekneu was a sukkah. You see that even a sukkah that's made l'tzeil for behemoth also has a shem tzach on it. It's also called a sukkah. He thinks that the Chachamim by that, the two dinim from this one part. The Sukkah is not the Chalab Bayis, and this is the Mokka that is Sukkah, Dinus Aroi, is Potom and Amjuzim. And he thinks another din that's learned out in this Pasuk is that a Sukkah that's made for Bain has a shame Sukkah. Maybe only for Adam. Maybe it has to be made for Dira Sar, not for Dira Sar. How do they know? So he says, this Pasuk, you see that it is Sukkah. Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu came to Shechem, by Yichan as Pnei Hoyir. The Gemara Shabbos has in Perek Lamam Alikim. The Gemara has three interpretations on the pasuk. By Yichan as Pnei Hoyir, the Pshuta Shem Mikra is that he came, Uchana, l'Pnei Hoyir, Pashuk Shem. So the Gemara has understands differently. By Yichan, one Amayir interprets that he improved the city. Vayichan means he added chayin to the city. He improved the city. So one opinion in the Gemara is that he instituted a monetary system, that they didn't have any madbeis. He used to just do barter, exchange a bottle of milk for an undershirt or something, and he instituted a monetary system. This was his oistu. Chazanish has in one place in Yerizei how important it is to institute the monetary system. So you shouldn't think that money is an evil of society. It's a terrible thing. No. If there's a halacha, the pinyin ma'ishesheni requires dafke kesef sheyesh olav surah, and the Gemara has another two dinim that was that machzah shekel has to be dafke kesef sheyesh olav surah for a dinim deraisa. Third dinim is only with the rabbanim. When you buy korban ria, you have to buy dafke with kesef, not with shavu kesef. That's only with the rabbanim. But the fact that you have the other two dinim that are dinim deraisa, that indicates that the proper normal medina is a medina that has matzeis, and you shouldn't think that it's better to live in an old-fashioned society where there's no money and just do barter. So it's not right. If you run a country, keep in mind to institute a monetary system. So that's one opinion of the Gemara. But Yechah means that he was mistaken in that day. Another opinion of the Gemara is that he was mistaken in Merchatzot. He didn't have any bathhouse. So he made public bathhouse. Swimming pool, whatever. And then the Gemara has a third opinion by Yechah Nasrehuia that he was mistaken Chumin. He was mistaken Chumshah. So the Medrash has on this Tosik that he observed Chum Shabbos. We can't, from this pasuk, we learn that Yaakov Avinu was Hashem Shabbos. But the Gemara has it differently, not that he observes Chum Shabbos. The Yichad as Pnei Huir, he improved the city. Out of Hakhorat HaTay, to the people of the city, that they let him live there. But Yichad as Chalt HaSad, he bought the area there, but he wanted to demonstrate his Hakhorat HaTay, so he improved the city by either establishing a monetary system for them, or by establishing what they have called public bathhouses, or by establishing tikkun, he was mistaken in Chum Shabbos. So the Mefarshim asked, what are the goyim interested in Chum Shabbos for? What do they do with any favors for? It's only for Jews, not for goyim. So there's a shtickel, I think in the Chidushei Chassam Sofer, they quoted the Maram Shik said in the name of Chassam Sofer the following pshat, that the Gemara has a din that Yom v'alayla lo yishboisu. It says in Parshas Noach after the Mabul that Ben Noach sheshor as chayv misa. Goy is forbidden to observe Shabbos. He has to violate one of the dinim of Shabbos. So he has to at least exceed the mechike. So he has to violate something. So the Maram Shik says that the Chassam Sofer said this is the pshat. Some of these people were wealthy. Some of these goyim were very wealthy. They didn't do any malacha all week long. They had servants and maids cooking and harvesting and planting. They just sat back like the Rambam described. A multi-millionaire just sits back all week long, doesn't do any malacha. So how is he going to have a shvita and a kerek on Shabbos? The Rambam says that's what he instituted muktzah. So the Chassam Sofer says that's what Yaakov Avinu was worried about over here. You have to give every goy an opportunity to be mechal Shabbos. What are you going to do for the multimillionaires? They never do any malachim. They never do anything themselves. But they take a stroll. They take a walk. But he made a line to show where Kum Shabbos is, so that the goyim who wouldn't do any other eater should at least walk Chutz L'Kum. That's the shot. The only Malayla that he's going to. The goy will not do any malacha at all, but he'll violate Kum Shabbos. That will be sufficient. That the other Kum is the right. Let's say it's not 12 numbers. They all like everybody keep it. There's one mil, 5 miles, 1 18 minutes. Even if you're all like that, that's a violation. That's a that's enough of a chil shot. That's called a chil shot. Kumin is not a malach. This is a different thing. Even if a person goes with kum, he's still shaved. You're shaving Shabbos, but he violated a different Easter. Let's say a guy observes all the malachs and didn't say Kiddush. Machal Shabbos? No, Machal Shabbos didn't say Kiddush. Kumin is a separate mitzvah. That's not called chilul Shabbos. That's simple. That's what he says. The Mamshik says that the Chassam Sefer said like that. By Yichan of Pnehu Eir, that he improved the city by showing them where the Kum ends. By Yichan of Chalkas HaSod, the Medrash, there are Medrashim on this Pasuk that stress how important it is, if possible, to buy a plot or to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a little money, you should buy himself a home in Eretz Yisrael. By Yichan of Chalkas HaSod, and you thereby fulfill partially the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should try to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael. You should also do it. Some is a din. You should always try to be mishtalo to do a mitzvah with amolo. You shouldn't be mistopic with a mitzvah that comes easy. That's a different thing. Even though Ephron Achiti offered to Avram Avinu, he's going to give him the Sada for nothing, but he was mishtabel to spend money for it. So the Zohar stresses on that Pasuk, that if somebody offers to give you a dollar million, that's what they quote it. In Hilchos Sukkah, they quote that Zohar. So let's say you get an Esrog in the mail, somebody send you an Esrog from Eretz Yisrael, so you didn't have to be mishtabel, you didn't have to pay for it, you didn't have to work to pick it out. So, not right. You should try to work hard in order to get it. This is a come easy, are not that valuable. Let's say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, it's a big, chashivah to get an aliyah, so you should try to pay money for the aliyah. Not just some try to finagle to get an aliyah for nothing, or sit back and you'll assume that they're going to give you an aliyah. You should try to participate in the auctioning off of the mitzvahs, and it should cost you money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yankov Avinu, Kum Alei Beis El Yishev Sham Aseh Sham Mizbeach. You promise that you're going to make Heaven has also said something about 7 years. They said, "Kim, you didn't keep your promise yet." Rashi quotes in the notice, "You didn't keep your promise. What happened?" Balfiyacha, but Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, "Go back to Beitzer, the place where you slept. V'shev Sham, v'asei Sham is back." What did he have to say? V'shev Sham. The Ramban wants to know what did he have to say. V'shev Sham. But it says, "Kum alei Beitzer, v'asei Sham is back." V'kel hadirei lecha b'varach v'chamim tnei yisur v'chicha. What was the significance of V'shev Sham? So the Ramban at this discusses this problem. He's worried about the problem. The Sforno has a comment that the later Darshanim quote. Sforno quotes the Gemara and Brachas that the Hasidim Harishanim Harishanim Shoachas Kodim Atzilo. And then they used to be Mitzvah. Have to have Achonos. So he says that's the pshat in this passage. That's the mocker of that idea. The Shev Sham Asay Sham Mizbech. You don't just run in and you dab Mincha. You run in and you build the Mizbech and you bring a carbon 1, 2, 3. No. The Shev Sham, you have to have Yeshiva Das and sit and think for a while. What the idea of the Mizbech is, and then you go to the Mizbech, you should be Shor HaShoach. The part of the office on Kumnish, the Haflora has a different shot that the latest foreign quote, I didn't look in the front of the office, you know. He says that the Pasuk later says, V'atamiz Dvar Menekes Rishkva, Tikol Metachas Lebeis Al Tachas Al Yikishma Alom Bachus, Loshen Rabbi, the Rashi quotes the Medrash, that not only did she die, Rishkva also died. But it says that when Yaakov returned to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't say that he said hello to his mother, only said hello to his father. So obviously the mother was dead. So where did she die? So here it says that she died. She died. Why doesn't it say that she died? The Rashi quotes the Medrash and the Ramban quotes the Medrash. More by Rishus that it was a big bizoyan. Her husband was an old blind man, Yitzchak, and he was sitting in the house like in a prisoner. So he couldn't go out to the Leviathan. Yankov Avinu was away, and there was no way to send him a telegram that he should come back and say, Levaya. So who's going to be at the Levaya? Ace of HaRasha. Hassan HaRasha is going to be at the Levaya. So it's going to be a Bizoy for Rivka. Hassan Esav is going to be the only one. If Yankov and Esav would be there, like when Yitzchak died, but he brought Esav, Yankov, Bono. So if he has one son is religious, and the son is not religious, and has one son is that guy. Shmuel did shuv. Yeah, but here is when Yaakov died, it's the Yitzchak, the Esav, the Yaakov, Bono. Esav first, Esav didn't do any shuv. Esav doesn't do any shuv. Esav represents the Catholic Church. They're not interested in doing any shuv. Esav is a Russian if he lost it that way. So when Yaakov is there, so what can you do? You have a son Esav, so he also comes. But when Rivka died, the only one who was there, Yitzchak couldn't go to the funeral. The Medrash says he was a Iver Kolu Babai, and Yaakov was away in Bavrik, and the only one who's going to be there was Esav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused this, that she should die late in the afternoon, and that the funeral was taken care of that night by the Goyim. The Goyim took care of the funeral, and Esav wasn't there. So since it was done, the letter says that he was blind and he didn't go anywhere. He always stayed in the house. He never went anywhere. Rashi quotes part of that letter. Well, he says the Bakar of Yitzchak, the Kher Yitzchak, because he was blind and he couldn't go anywhere. He didn't have any Yitzchak. He just stayed at home all the time. But since her death was concealed, at the time that she died, no one made it sin. She died, and the Goy buried her, and none of the family was there. None of the family was there. But that's why it's concealed in the Chumash also. So the Panim Yosef says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew in advance that by the time Yaakov is going to come to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to have to sit shiva for his mother. It says that his mother died by even Shem Mizbeach. And at the time that he made the Mizbeach and Beistel and Luz, that's the time that it was Ra'ikh Shmah Olam Bachus. So he says, Veshev Sham, you should sit Shiva. Veshev Sham, you should sit Shiva and then do the Mizbeach. Because it is in the Gemara, then in Ovil, Asu Vishleach Karban Isaac. Ovil Kol Shiva, the Ramah writes. The Gemara says, Ovil Asu Vishleach Karban Isaac. The Ramah writes, Ovil Kol Shiva. All the 7 days of Shiva is forbidden to be Makar Kaban. So that's why the Ramah Sham told him, Kum Alei Beisel, Veshev Sham, you'll have to wait for a while. The Ramah Sham didn't tell him what he's going to have to wait for. He found out later what he's going to have to wait 7 days till after Shiva is up. Then Vasei Sham Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Didn't know yet. But then when he came there, then he heard that she had died. At that time, the Medrash says that's when he was notified that his mother had died. At that time, he observed Shiva. Perhaps he can say a different shot on this question that Rambani asked. Why does it say the Shev Sham Vasei Sham Mizbeach? That the Sfarno says Shiva Marishainim, and the Panim Yosef says he should observe Shiva. Maybe it's a different thing. Mara says in Sanhedrin in the second parak. Gimel mitzvahs in Tzava Yisrael b'chnisasam la'aretz. The Jewish people went to Tzava and three mitzvahs after they entered Eretz Yisrael. And one of them all are from Sukkim in this order. Lehamed, lehamelech, lehafer zavah shalom alech, lehidnes lehem beis ha-pchira, in that order. But in that order means the first step also. Mishenichnesu la'aretz. Before they came into Eretz Yisrael, there is no mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's what it means. Kum alei beis ha-deshem shom. Be kaver yourself with a diras kev on Eretz Yisrael. First, fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, then Mansei Sham Mizbeach. Not that you should run in from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael and build a Beis HaMikdash, build a Mizbeach. The whole mitzvah of building a Mizbeach, of building a Beis HaMikdash, only applies after first fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuvar, after Yishenichnus to Yisrael, or maybe means Yishev Sham, live at Diras Keva, and then do the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash. And the next pasuk is the interesting one. The Zid Hazov has a misprint. He quotes this mag, and he gives you a simon, which mitzvah it is. Mitzvah Reish Mem or something like that, and it's a mistake, it's Reish Mem Vav. And the Torah Tmimah quotes the same mistake, Reish Mem. And then, this mag comments on this, it's a Rambam also. So what did he quote? The Ravid Azor forgot, so he quoted a smag. So the Torah Tmimah quotes the same smag with the same misprint. That the Pasuk says, Hasiru Salai Anecha Asher B'Sechus Hamdi Hitaharu. They should be mitired themselves. Mitired themselves from what? So he's a smag, and the Rambam says before the smag that there is a din midrabbanan that Avodah Zarah is metame kenizah. So it's only a din midrabbanan, it's not a din minatara. So Yaakov Avinu was nizah in that din midrabbanan. And then the Rizid Azov suggests on his own that there is a Din and Avos Rav Nachman that's quoted in Yeruzei Halacha, Halacha Lamais and Hilchos Ger. What if a Jew converted to become a Christian? And then he's Chayzeh B'Tshuveh, he wants to become Jewish again, wants to become affiliated again with the Jewish people. That says in the Avos Rav Nachman that he should undergo Tfilah L'Shem Ger. So what's the idea of Tfilah L'Shem Ger? What do you mean? If you all like the Shita Sargonim, that a Jew who becomes a Meshumet, Jew who joins a different religion, loses the status of his Kedushas Yisrael, and his Mekadosh and Isha Kedush and Tovsin, his Gemara says, Zonim the Rabbanim, and I say, in Kedush and Tovsin. So then you understand, Mamash HaGoy HaBol in his Gaya, but you follow the Shita Sargonim, and we understand. Right, it says in the other day, you should do HaTovitz HaBrit also. You should do HaTovitz HaBrit HaMila. But if you hold the way we pass from Allah, we assume, not like the Gomer, that a Jew, even if he becomes a Meshumad lover, he's already, he doesn't lose his Kedushas Yisrael. So why do you require that he should be Tevel in the Mikveh? Why is that necessary that he should undergo a Geirus all over him? So the Ravid HaZohav suggests, he's not quoting this in the Smart, he suggests that maybe since Avodah Zarah is Metamim is by touch, if this were Avodah Zarah touch, it would be Metamim, that the Jew who became a Meshumad was involved in worshipping Avodah Zarah, even if he never touched the actual Davashal Avodah Zarah, he used to bow down to an idol or something, but he never touched it. So since he was in contact with the Tumas Avodah Zarah, so to speak, so maybe that's why Midrabbanan we have this Tumrah that we should require of him that he should be Tevel in the Mikveh. So the Torah Tumima misunderstood this Ravid HaZov. He thought that the whole thing was a quotation from the Smag. So he says, look in the Smag, and it gives you which mitzvah says it is, and it's the wrong Maramakam, as the guy who printed the Ravid HaZov points out. So the Smag says, this pasuk is speaking about Tumas Avodah Zarah, which was instituted later in the Rabbanan. And he says, and the Smag says that that's why there's a din. The Smag doesn't say that. That's what the Ravid HaZov has on. If he's quoting the Smag, he has that on his own. So the one who published the Ravid HaZov points out that in many, many places the Torah Tmima borrowed a lot heavily from the from the Ravid HaZov. Quote someone. Once in a while he'll quote him. You could quote him. Once in a while he quotes him, and sometimes he doesn't. But even when he quotes him, he gives you a big chunk, and then it's Vayim B'Sefer Ravid HaZov. It doesn't say Vayim B'Sefer Shehevei Sikol Devar of Mimah. Vayim B'Sefer. Not the the Torah Tmim himself writes. He has an autobiography. It's called Mekor Baruch. His name was Baruch. Baruch Adonai Yechzkel. He writes Mekor Baruch in background where his father came from. I think he says he's a descendant from the Balamor. He picks up the Balamor one place. His family name was Ben Beneshti. Epstein is a Kif Hashem of Ben Beneshti. He says they come from Sparta. The Tavdera was a Ben Beneshti. The Balamor was a Berao. They're all Ben Beneshti. They're all the big people. They're all his ancestors. So in the Kor Baruch has all kinds of very fascinating comments. So in one place he writes about somebody who plagiarized an entire book, lock, stock and barrel. He copied it from one language, and he translated the book from one language to the other. And he never says that he stole the book from somebody else. But in the first page he dedicates the book to that guy who was the author of the original book. And he quotes the pasuk in Ksuvim that says, Kilocho hakol umimech lo kofti. That's really nice. That's what David HaMelech says to the Baruch Shalom. I owe everything to the Baruch Shalom. So this fellow plagiarized an entire book, and he writes dedicated to Pliny, and he quotes that book, Kilocho HaKol HaMelech. So he quotes this about someone else. So someone else did such a thing.
He's read so much and he's forgotten.
Doesn't remember. Yeah, I think he wrote the Sefer Torah Tmim when he didn't have, that's what he writes. He wrote it at a time he didn't have Torah available. So he forgot. A lot of times what he writes is a Taisus on the Daf, a Rajbo. He forgot where he saw. Okay. But Balabas is guns good. He was a Balabas. He was a banker, no? But Balabas is guns good. Hawaii, all the bankers could write the list, that kind of stuff. The Ramban is bothered with Akasha and his pasuk. What did he do with all the Avodah Zarah? So Tzio Talei Adech Hashem B'Sechem. What did he do with the Avodah Zarah after he cooked them? So it says, Vayitvan Osam Yaakov Takas Ha'elu Asher Im Shem. That he buried them. So the Ramban is bothered with Akasha that the din is Avodah Zarah Shal Yisroel is Tom Geniza. You have to bury it. But Avodah Zarah Shal Akum is Tom Ibed Menorim. You have to either burn it Or Shetik Bezer the Rocham Akalayan, you have to destroy it. So what do you mean? He took the Avodah Zarah, they weren't his Avodah Zarah, none of the Jewish people worshipped Avodah Zarah. When he took all the property from the city Shechem, so Bein Hashar, they had taken golden and silver idols that were very valuable, that were Avodah Zarah. So he took all these things, it was Avodah Zarah Shel Goy, and he buried it under a tree. What kind of burying? The din is that it's Tony Ben Menorim. That's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban has an answer that the later Achrenim took for about a lot. Ramban says that the din is Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael Ein Lo B'Tei Lo Ilomis. That if a Jew worships Avodah Zarah, even if later on that Jew or some other Jew declares, I don't believe that this has any powers of a deity, it will still remain Ostaban on Mikam Avodah Zarah. But if a Goy, he worships Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Shel Goy, Yesh Lo B'Tei Lo. You can't be Mevatl, a Goy can be Mevatl Avodah Zarah of a Goy. Cause man that a Jew didn't take it. If I take an Avodah Zarah of a Goy, and now it's called Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, even though I'm not the one who worshipped it. Even though it was only worshipped by a Goy, Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael means one of two things. Either it means Avodah Zarah that a Jew worshipped Avodah Zarah, or a Goy worshipped Avodah Zarah, and the Jew took it, because the Gemara calls that also Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, that it has no Bittul. Then it's impossible to be Mevatl. So the Ramban suggests, in some of the story he's reconstructing. Yes. I don't believe it in anymore. Well, the Mar even says, not only if he says, I don't believe in it anymore, what if he never believed in it in the first place? John, the Goy, worshipped this as an Avodah Zarah, and Jack never held that was an Avodah Zarah. So after John worships it, so Jack says, you have not, I don't believe that that's an Avodah Zarah. As long as he says it after him, so it becomes Mutabana. And even if Jack is an Avodah Zarah, a different one, John worships this and he worships this, he says, this is God. How could that be God? This is God. So that's also called, that constitutes Bitl Avodah Zarah. Even though he holds from it, even though he's also today. He says, this is God. As long as that's not God. And the Gemara even adds on, even if he doesn't believe, even if in his heart he really believes that it is Avodah Zarah, but if I force him, if I threaten to kill a Goy, you make a declaration that this is not an Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. But the Goy needs to force the Jews to declare that they did believe in Avodah Zarah. So let's say the Jew forces the Goy, I hold the gun up to the Goy's head and I say, you make a public declaration that you don't believe that this idol is an Avodah Zarah. Even though the Goy only says it under duress, under threat of the Pachad Miso, so the Gemara says, if the Goy is Mevatle Avodah Zarah, if I already cooked the Avodah Zarah, and then I tell him, the Gemara says, you can even be Mevatle someone else.
So wait, so who did you take it from? You take it from John or Jack?
If, let's say, Jack worships the Avodah Zarah.
When he still worships the Avodah Zarah, there's always going to be somebody in the world who doesn't worship,
but he didn't make a declaration that I don't believe that this is Avodah Zarah. But if he makes a declaration,
strange thing.
So the Ramban is reconstructing what happened here. So he's guessing that probably what happened was that when Bnei Yaakov came to the city Shechem and they took the Avodah Zarah, what are they going to take Avodah Zarah? They're not going to take Avodah Zarah that starts Manos. In the summer, before they killed all the Goyim, it says they wiped out everybody in Shechem. In the summer, they left over one or two Goyim before the end, and they said, you make a declaration that you don't believe in any of these Getshus. When he made a declaration, they shot them too. So once the Goy made a declaration that he doesn't believe that this has any powers of a deity, even though in his heart he holds that it is a deity. But since he said he doesn't believe in it, so the Avodah Zarah became Mutabana. So it's Mutta. So that's why Yaakov Avinu didn't have to destroy it. Then he bothered with the Kashi. He just said such a good answer. Why do you have to bury it? So he says he was Machmir. Yaakov Avinu was a Machmir. Nikra Din, it's really Mutabana. Mutabana, I can use it. But Yaakov Avinu said we should be Machmir. Important to know who has to be machmer on what. If a guy sits and learns in the Torah all his lifetime, he doesn't have to be machmer on what Avodah Zarah. If you have a Jew who's bayichan asneihu ir, a Jew is dealing with goyim all day long, he goes to a goyish university, he goes to a Jewish university, whatever. He goes to business, he deals with goyim all the time, he's making batei nechatzos, he works in a bank, he's mesakin matbeis, whatever he's doing. He's working in the world, so he has to be Machmir Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The guy who sits in the Beit Medrash in Williamsburg, there's no need for him to be Machmir Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He's so far away from it anyway. Yaakov Avinu was very involved in Olam Hazeh, so that's why he thought that he should be Machmir Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Yaakov Avinu finally comes back to Eretz Yisrael. He hears that his mother died. Vayivarech Oto. Vayera Elokim El Yaakov O Devoro Mipadon Aram. Vayivarech Oto. Let him say what the bracha was. So the Ramban says, this is, quotes the Medrash, this is Bichat Avelim. It is Menach Mobile at that time. Like it says before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak when his mother died. When Sarah died, also is Menach Mobile. So here this part begins, Vayivarech Oto Micham Avelim. And he gave him also another bracha. Goy Yekal Goyim Yir Mimeko Umolochim Mechal Asecho Yeshtek. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Goy Yekal Goyim refers to the two Shvatim that are going to be born. So there's an interesting comment in the Sfatsemich on this pasuk. Goy Yekal Goyim Yir Mimeko, that this is alluding to Gerus. I'm not exactly, I don't remember if he quotes it from the Medrash. I have to look through the Midrash. Kahal Goyim Yer Mimeko is referring to the Gerim who will be added on. But before the days of this, the flock, when Hashem told this to Yaakov, it says, "As a nefesh asheras b'charan Avram is megayrus anashim, and Torah megayrus is anashim." It's not that they were Gerim that they became Jewish. They converted to the idea of monotheism. They were nice Goyim who observed the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Manah. Nefesh asheras b'charan, he remade their lives. But it's not that they became Jewish. That's what everybody asked. What had happened to all the Nefesh HaShoah Tzuchon? Where'd they disappear? So the Sfat Shem said, well, you know, where'd they disappear? They never became Jewish in the first place. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability to have an institution of Geirus was Goyim Kal Goyim Mimeko. From now on, now that Yankov had completed the concept of Klal Yisrael, when you have an Umah HaYisraelis, then it's shaykh for a Geir to become his Gaya. The whole idea of Geirus is that a non-Jew wants to join the Jewish nation. But that's only if the Jewish nation exists. But because before they existed, there couldn't be any institution of Gerus. He claims that this was the beginning. That from this time on, there was real Gerus with Milo. That the Gerus and his guy would demal himself and become Jewish. It's by Semis. By Semis HaChumash claims that that's the pshat in this book. I don't remember if he said... No, that was... For those who were his children, Yilid Bais and Miknas Kesef, so that's the din of Eved K'naini, Shal Yisrael has to have Mila. The din of Eved K'naini. Just like my children, I have to be Mal my children, so I have to be Mal my Avodim. But to be Mal a non-Jew who's not my Eved, that he should become Jewish, so the Sfasanis claims that that didn't exist in up until the days of Yankov, up until this Kibbutz. Oh, by the way, the Torah Mima on that pasuk of Tzvila for the Mumer says, in the name of the Smag, I think he writes in the name of the Smag, all in the name of the Smag, that Ager Habola his Gayer has to have Milo Utzvila. Why does he need Tzvila? Because he had Tumas Avodah before. That's not correct at all. Nothing to do. Tumas Avodah Zarah is only the Rabbanim. The Tzvila is a din menachem. That's what one of the great scholars of the previous generation said. There was a fellow who was called Professor Zeitel. Very schwach in learning. Very schwach. His field was Talmud. Very schwach. He, when Ben Gurion, there had started the Gospel, when Ben Gurion came out with his whole issue of Mihu Yehudi, how are we going to determine who is considered Jewish? When who's Jewish? What is who's Jewish? You know who's Jewish. Look in the Kitzu Shulchan, he'll tell you who's Jewish. The mother Jewish, he'll tell you. So Ben Gurion started this whole thought, who's Jewish, whom should the Israeli government recognize as a Jew for the purposes of the Chol Kashrut. So scholars from all over the world were sending response. And so Lechik was also asked at that time, so he said, ask the Rabbanu, so tell me who's Jewish. Such a hard shadow that he had to ask the Rabbanu. The Rosh knows who's Jewish. So this Professor Zeitlin published a big essay at that time, so he said, the only reason why a Ger HaBol, this guy, has to have Tzvila, he got it from this person. All the things that Zeitlin has are taken from one source or another with a little twist. That he has that the only reason why a Ger HaBol, this guy, has to have Tzvila is because the Gemara says that a Goy is Metame Kizav. They were goy that a goy is Metame Kizav. And the reason why he needs a carbon, a Ger HaBol, this guy, has to have Mila Tzvila carbon. The reason why he needs a carbon is because when a Zav becomes Tohar, he has to bring a carbon. So, min haTorah that a goy is not mekabel tumah at all. So all you need is milah to become Jewish. All you need is just milah. And Brit Milah, every Jew needs Brit Milah. Every Jewish person needs Brit Milah. So in order to become a Ger, all you need is to say you want to be Jewish. That's all. And then a Ger needs Milah. Of course he needs Milah. Every Jewish man needs Milah. Then a Ger, HaGodes Gar HaSav Tfilah, he's a Zav. He was a Zav and he was a Zoyis. If he wants to become Tohar, so of course he needs the Tfilah and the Mikvah. That he has to bring a carbon, every Ger has to bring a carbon. The Zav who becomes Tohar has to bring a carbon Avada. So Zeichman said, of course, nothing is marked, not the Milah, not the Tfilah, not the carbon. He just says he wants to be Jewish and that's it. I remember in the Anglo-Jewish newspapers at that time, somebody was on, but most of the people who knew Zeichman at that time, they used to listen. I know that everything he says is a big joke. He used to teach in Yeshiva years ago, 50 years ago. They were Dr. Revel, who used to teach in Yeshiva. At that time, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted his son, the Rav, wanted his son to become president of Yeshiva. He had a kindness against Dr. Revel, and then Dr. Revel passed away. Also, there was a big move. They wanted Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to tiny then, if my son would be president of the yeshiva, Zeichman would never be teaching here. That was one of the signs. My father told me, Zeichman would never be teaching here. Zeichman, such an amoris, he used to teach Jewish history here. He didn't know which way was up, which way was down. He was teaching Jewish history. Everything was all today. I remember somebody was all annoyed about this. They sent in a letter to one of the Anglo-Jewish newspapers to post an opinion. Still exists?
Yep.
Yep, still around. So someone sent in a letter to the editor. That's right. Huh? Right. So they sent in a letter to the editor, but that's ridiculous because a Zav has to have Mayim Chayim. And a Ger doesn't need Mayim Chayim. And a Zav has to have Chatzos and an Ola. And a Ger doesn't bring a Chatzos and an Ola. A Chatzos is not Bob and a Dov. How can you have a Dimma de Rabbana to bring a Chatzos? A Ger brings an Ola. He doesn't bring a Chatzos. So it doesn't correspond. But how good to cash in on Mayim Chayim. But Dr. Zeichman responded, so Zeichman obviously didn't understand what is a Mayim Chayim. A Mayan and a Mikvah didn't know the two different kinds of a Mikvah, didn't know a Chatzos and a Noila. So he sent back an explanation that it's wrong. And Hakta Chayim, it didn't make any sense at all. The whole thing was ridiculous. So this hurts me, and has it over here, this pussy. The Tower of Akhalifa civilization. That maybe that's the reason why a Ger Habon, this guy, has to be terrible, because he was connected with Tumas HaRizor. Tumas HaRizor is only a Rabbana. That's why the Ger needs to be even a third. That's ridiculous. Okay, maybe. The pasuk describes the way Rachel died and was buried in Kever Rachel. So the pasuk is strange. Rachel is Rachel about the kash belitator. She gave birth to a baby, and then about the kash belitator, she had a difficult labor. I saw in the Rebid Hazor, Shrektan Eisen and Kash, she should say the reverse. She should say, but the kash Rachel belitator, but Taylor. It says Vatele, but Kash, but he's back shows the Belitata Vatam Loham Yalet. Everything is out of order. It should say Vahio Kibretos Lover Frosa, but to Kash, Belitata, but he back shows the Belitata, then it should say Vatele. If the baby was born, so the labor is all over. So he says Mikan, Mokka, and says to the Mishnah Naholos. Everybody knows Mishnah Naholos, the famous Mishnah that the Gemara quotes and says, hasn't that fine base? That a Mulderis on the Kash Lele told him that the Yubel was not Hoti Rosho. And the doctor say that it's a sakana for the mother. If you're going to leave the baby the way it is, the mother's going to die in labor. So the Mishnah says you kill the baby in order to save the life of the mother. But what if you upped the rosho? What if the baby's head came out and then the mother's life is still the sakana, the rest of the body didn't come out yet? But then you upped the rosho, it's called yolud. He's called and the Gemara says he doesn't have a guna brodeh. Because in Shemaya Yehuda Tarashi, Lord Gemara says, it's a natural process. So therefore the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Eidrech HaNefesh Matei Nefesh, that you're not allowed to kill a Yubar. Kozman, that the Yubar is Lohati Rosho, so you're obligated to kill a Yubar, to cut up the Yubar in order that he shouldn't kill the mother, to save the mother's life. But if Hoti Rosho, that is called Yola, then you're not allowed to. So he says, that's obviously what happened over here. So otherwise the process doesn't reach the case. What do you mean about Taylor Drachel? Then about the Kash Belitit, Vahibach Shosu Belititor? She already gave birth. He says, no, she gave birth Al-Pidin, it was called her later, it was Hoti Rosho. Hoti Rosho Al-Pidin is called Achai, it's called a Yolud, but she's still in the middle of labor. The rest of the baby didn't come out, and her life is the Sakon, and you're not allowed to do anything then. Otherwise, it would have been able to kill the Uber in order to save the mother. But because it was Hoti Rosho, they weren't permitted to do anything. Ein Derech HaNefesh Nesena. So he says, obviously, the whole Mishnah Nahol is Perek Zayin, it's based on this pasuk. Maiden Bipcha. Maiden Bipcha. The Pasuk says that when he buried his wife in Kever Rachel, he put up a matzeber. He matzeber Tzuras Rachel Arayim. The Tshuvas HaRosh, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch HaMenachem, the Nevi'i Razav quotes and the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Tshuvas HaRosh, he quotes this Pasuk and Mikan, that not only is the Hashem Mukhi B'Tzuras Ishtai, it's one of the Shibudi Habal Ishtai. Malchai B'Tzuras Ishtai is Mukhi to put up a matzeber also, Kiminik Hamdina, whatever the minig is. If the minig is that you put a fancy one, you have to put a fancy one. And if you put a plain one, you put a plain one. Vayihu b'nei Alifaz in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vayihu b'nei Alifaz, the children of Alifaz were Taman, Oymat, Tzvah, Gatam, Akanat, five children. Next Pasuk reads, Stimna hoisopi legesh l'Alifaz ben Esau. Stimna was the wife of Alifaz. So the problem is the Pasuk in Divayom that says that Stimna was the child of Alifaz. What do you mean it was the wife of Alifaz? It was the child of Alifaz? So the Rashbam says that the word b'simna, at the beginning of Pasuk Yudbei, it says b'simna, then it's a stick. B'simna, ha'isofi legesh. It's supposed to pause in between b'simna and ha'isofi legesh. To read the word, and the word b'simna is as if it were written twice. Ayu b'nei alifa, tseiman, oimer, tzor, v'gat, meknaz, b'simna. And then, b'simna, ha'isofi legesh, as if the word simna were written twice, simna was a child of alifa. And Tanam is also the name of the wife, the Pilegesh of Alifa. That's how the Rashbam says. It says that it says so in a Medrash. Which Medrash? So there is a Medrash. The Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Lazon, it quotes the Medrash, but it doesn't, the way we have it, it doesn't say that Medrash. It says in the Medrash what the Ramban quotes, that the word Yisimna belongs to the previous Pasuk, it doesn't belong here at all. The Pasuk ends with the word Tema, Mitzvah, Vigat, Mitznaz, Tzayt Pasuk. Then it says Yisimna with a Psik, because the word Simna really belongs before, that Simna was one of the children of Alifa, and then Hoysofi Legesh L'Alifa doesn't say what the name of his wife was. Anonymous. Yeah. Mrs. Alifa? Mrs. Alifa. So why is it in this pasuk? Very strange. The Ramban has to start going through Tanakh, that you have similar pasukim like that. A very strange pasuk. The Gemara has a comment on this pasuk. The Gemara says in Perek Chelek that there was a certain person who was Mana Tanar, who was Zarish HaGadosh Shal Doki. You can make fun of the Tanar. We have professors in Yeshiva College who make fun of the Tanar. Listen to that Gemara. So there was one guy who used to make fun of Tanar. What does the Chumash have to write? Timna Hoysa Achos Loson Timna. Timna Hoysa Pilegish. What's the significance of writing all of this? Why does he have to write the Ayishka Vazil of Pilegish? Why does the Torah have to write all of this? So the Gemara asks Tachem, why does the Torah have to write a chayis lo and timna and timna chayis lo pilegis? So the Gemara says to say how b'kavadik Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov were held in the eyes of all of the neighbors, that a chayis lo and timna, her brother, was one of the big chief by b'nei Seir Achori. He was one of the big alufim. Lotan was one of the alufim, and his sister was Simna, and she could have gotten one of the any big shidduch in the world. She could have married any prince or any king in any country, Denmark, Switzerland, England, whatever. But she only wanted to marry into the Jewish people. So she came to Avraham Avinu earlier. She wants to convert to become Jewish. She said no. He turned her down. Came to Yitzchak, he turned her down. Came to Yankiv, turned her down. Why did he all turn her down? Very unclear. The son of Farshim said because she was a mamzeret. But Rashi quotes the Medrash that Timna was a child of Alifa. The Pasuk in Divayom, and it says that Alifa married Timna. What do you mean it was his child, it was his wife? So Rashi quotes in the name of the Medrash that Alifa was Boal, someone else's wife. Before Alifa was Boal, Esau's wife, I think. Esau's wife, and he gave birth to Timna. And it says Bachos Lotan Timna, right. It was his Timna was the sister of Lotan, yeah, Rashiya Barashiya. And he married his own daughter. Timna, that's mentioned in Divayamim as a child of Alifa, was a daughter, not a son. And then he went and he had her, she was a mamzeret. He had her from someone else's wife. And then he went ahead and he married his own daughter. It was quite a few years ago, but they were married on board. So some Mepharshim on the Yankees on that Gemara in Perek Chavik say that that's why Avram Yisrael Yankees turned her down. They didn't want to accept her as a convert because the pasuk says Le'yavoi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. That's what it means. Le'yavoi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. You're not allowed to accept a Mamzer as a convert. It's wrong. There is no such thing. There is a Mamzer as by God. Well, it's a Beferish. A Goy is Goal Achosa. A Goy is Goal Eishitish. Now a child, you convert a child is not a Mamzer. There is a Mamzer as by God. Ridiculous. You don't know exactly why they didn't want to accept her as a convert. So the Gemara says that even though she wasn't accepted, but she was dying to marry into the family, so she couldn't marry a Jew, so she married a Goyish part of the family. So she married a Lifa. She was willing to marry a Lifa to be a Pilegish for a Lifa. Wasn't even why she was willing to marry a Pilegish, to be a Pilegish of the Goyish side of the family, rather than to marry the king of Denmark and to be a millionaire for the rest of our life. So that shows, the Gemara says in Chelek, that Tzukim were written in the Chumash, the Chaslot and Timnus and the Hasipi Legesh, not sound for no purpose at all, to show how all the Goyim in the days of Avraham Yitzchak were chalashing to marry into the Jewish people. That's how the Gemara says, Alderach HaDrash, as the Medrash. What's Alderach HaPshat? What's the Pshat? What's Alderach HaPshat? So there's a fellow here who always comes from Williamsburg selling Chassidish Svarim. So once in a while he brings a normal safer. So he always buys something. So last week I bought, they have a safer, Likutim from Rav Chaim Balozhiner on Tanakh and on Gemara. So they took the Zeretlach that Rav Chaim Balozhiner has in his safer, Nevi Shechaim, the Ruach Chaim, the different places people who quote Rav Chaim Balozhiner, and they arranged them according to the Tanakh. I saw on this week said that he has the name of Rav Chaim Balozhiner, the following shot that everybody else says, it's Rabbeinu B'chai on Chumash Tezah. What Rav Chaim Balozhiner probably said over, Rabbeinu B'chai said it. The one who wrote it down forgot to write it. Rav Chaim Balozhiner said, Rabbeinu B'chai said it. So he quoted from Rav Chaim Balozhiner, this job. That there is a Shnei Ksiv Mama Kishin Zer Zer. There's a steer in the Chumash. On the one hand, it says, Lois is Saiba Zay Miki Ochichohu. That you have to treat Esau's descendants with special decency, because we're distantly related. And then it says, Machatim Kaysecher Amalek. And who is Amalek? It says, Yitim Nahoy Tepi Legash Lalifa, Vatel Elayshim Lalifa says Amalek. So Amalek is a descendant from Alifa. So Alifa is the son of Esau. So it's like Mamish from Edom. How can you have it been? With the exception. Oh, so that's a shaila. Why should Amalek be an exception if their father is Edom, if their father is Esau? The Rabbeinu B'chaya says, and Rabbeinu B'chaya after him said the same thing, I guess. He must have said it over Rabbeinu B'chaya. The reason why is because even though he was biologically, Eliphaz was a child, Amalek was a child of Eliphaz, who was the son of Esau, but Amalek was a child from a Pilegish, wasn't a child from a regular wife. So therefore, the children that are born from Pilakshin don't have the full status of the children who are born from a regular wife. So that's why they're not included. I think it's been. That's why they're not included in the din of Lois Yisraeladon. So the Rabbeinu B'chaya says that that's why the Chumash had a right to faran for this Sira and the Ptukim. Why should Amalek be different? Why shouldn't they have the status of Lois Yisraeladon? So the answer is because she was only a Pilegish. She wasn't really married. The Ramban has a lot of trouble with the Dishon and the Dishon later. The same guys refer to it as two different names, Dishon, Dishon. Usually it's no big problem. But over here there is a big problem because you're looking at this in Divrei Yomim, you have the same pasuk with a different reading there. On pasuk Chavov, if you look in the Rishonim, because the various Masoros, there are two different Masoros there. How to pronounce the word Ela B'nei Dishon, that's how we have Chemdon V'Yeshbon V'Yitzvon Echron. And other Rishonim say no, that the Masor is that it should be Ela B'nei Dishon Chemdon V'Yeshbon. Shlomo Lazulma points this out, and they say to Binyan Shlomo that there are really two different Sestira between the different Masoros. Those who are looking for Chumras, you die, it's not the closest one. No. In the Megillah Esther, I remember I once asked Rav Soloveitchik, why is it that the minhag is that minhag is in some shuls, no shuls they don't do it. Some shuls they read over Ishlam Ad Lifnehem, Bifnehem, and you read over Laharag, the Laharag, two times. How come, right, and these doesn't say Mishayim. These don't say Mishayim. In fact, people say that it's a misprint. the whole thing is a joke, that it's a misprint, that there's no real topic about that. And Yorza Ruah, one of the Rishonim, writes that there's a topic.